If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that you may be glorified, that we may know you, love you, and serve you, that we may honor you, that we may do your will and do your work, especially as we continue through Lent and as we work this week through the fifth week of Lent and celebrate your leading us down the path of love. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Monday of the fifth week of Lent, and of course, next week is Holy Week. So we've got a lot going on, and today is one of the longest readings in the Old Testament. It's the story of Daniel and Susanna. If you don't know the story, it basically goes like this. Daniel is now, first of all, we have to understand something. This is not an eyewitness account. Daniel takes place during the time of the Babylonian exile, which happened in the 6th century BC. And the book here was written during the 2nd century BC. So as you can see, there's about 400 years difference. But we have Daniel, who is the prophet. And what happens is some of the leaders of the community there have decided to try to violate, is the word, Susanna. And so they threaten her, if you don't lay with them, then she will, they will accuse her of committing sin. And here is an important line we can see in this particular reading. The very first line explains that the assembly, which is the congregation there, believed them because they were the elders and the judges, and they condemned her to death. So the assembly believed them because of their status in the community. Well, that's understandable, but what did Jesus say? Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. Something else to be aware of as well. And this is an important lesson that is there, something to be aware of. Who are the people who had the greatest status in the time Jesus was walking on the earth? The Pharisees. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin. And who were the people he challenged because they had walked down the wrong path? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Sanhedrin. So remember what he taught. It's by their fruits you will know them. And so the authority that you give to someone should be based on the fruits of their actions as opposed to the status. And so that's an important consideration. And that's always the consideration. And it's something I've been teaching since I was ordained in 1993. So be aware of that. Just because someone has a particular rank, it doesn't mean anything until you see the fruits of their work within that rank. Now, there is two levels of authority we need to talk about. There is the authority of the office, and there is the authority of the person. And what we're dealing with here is people are respecting the office, but they are combining the office and the person. And you don't want to do that. What you need to do is you respect the office, but you also go what Jesus says, by their fruits you will know them. Good example. There is a president, we're saying this generically, so I don't necessarily mean any particular president. There is a president in office, and people disagree with the president. And so this happens all the time. You have a sports team that wins a championship and the president invites them to the White House, and your people say, I won't go to the White House because I disagree with the president. No, you go to the White House because the president who invited you represents the office, who is the leader of the people of the United States. It is not the person. Do you see? So the president who invited you represents the office. So whether you agree with the president or not, you go to the, you accept the invitation, unless you can. An actual example that happened is I was invited to the State of the City address by Mayor Walsh, and I couldn't make it. I would have gone, but I couldn't make it to the State of the City. There's no way I could go, and I had to deny the invitation. Nothing to do with Mayor Walsh at the time, who I have tremendous respect for, but I just couldn't. So that's a different thing. But you see that. People, no, I'm not going to go because I disagree with the president. No, it's the office that invited you, not the person. Now, at the same time, you're dealing with someone who is a vicious dictator and he invites you to his house for dinner. You may want to say no. It's not the office that is inviting you, it is the person. And you realize this guy's a vicious dictator. I don't want to have any connection to him at all. Therefore, you say no. And that's different because in that case, it is the person who invited you, not the office. So what we see here is people are combining the office and the person. And so they say they hold the office, then the person must be respectable. Not always true. You always respect the office, but the person has to earn your respect. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I've had some interesting responses to my request for A, adding the program to your prayers, and B, also giving comments of the program, and all of them have been very positive. They've been very strong listeners, and I really support them all. I thank them for their comments. I really appreciate it. So that's fascinating. So if you'd like to send a comment, please do. Always please add the program in your prayers. And I appreciate those who have done so as we ask the Lord to lead us where he wants us to take this program. And if you'd like to contribute to the show, you can do so by going to CatholicAudioMedia.com and go to the Donate tab. You'll also find a donate link on the front of our website, stanthonyalston.org. You scroll down to find that. And then also, you can send a donation if you want to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. The best way you can support the program and the parish is by attending the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. And thank you very much. So we are looking at this powerful reading from Daniel, the story of Daniel and Susanna. And we're talking about that powerful message. And that is, of course, this idea that people automatically believed the elders because they were the elders. Now, we have to understand, they were making a false accusation against Susanna. What is that? That's violating a commandment. They are bearing false witness, which violates a commandment. So on top of everything else they are doing, they are violating a commandment. We see a similar story with Jesus and the woman caught in adultery. Everyone focuses on the woman caught in adultery, and notice Jesus says, you know, if they don't condemn you, I don't condemn you, go and sin no more. But they don't bring up what actually is going on there. They're bearing false witness. And you can say, well, how are they bearing false witness? The woman was caught in adultery. Yes, takes two to tango. They know who the man was, and the law says both of them had to be stoned to death, but they are hiding the identity of the man, and for all we know, the man could have been in the group that was going to throw the rocks. The whole thing could have been a setup. All of that could have been going on, and there you see this reality happening, and what are they doing? They're bearing false witness. And people forget that is a commandment. It is just as serious an offense as breaking any of the other commandments. So that's what the elders are doing. This passage has one of my favorite lines in the Bible. Remember, Daniel takes the two elders aside and asks them a simple question. And the question is, you saw the two of them, supposedly Susanna and her boyfriend, having relations. Under what tree did you see them? And one of them answers one kind of tree and the other one answers another. Bam. And he uses this line, your fine lie has cost you your head. Bingo. I love that line. But I want you to think about that. How does he condemn them? He caught them in a lie because it is a commandment, bearing false witness. That's a very powerful reality that is there. So we recognize all of that, and we see this important lesson, this difference between recognizing the office. You always respect the office. And so if a person invites you in his official capacity to, like, the White House, and you don't agree with the president, that's respecting the office if you go. If the person, whether they're president or not, invite you someplace and you don't respect the person, you say no. Two different things there. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.